This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherish and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Like I said, we've got many, many things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio, and it's a wonderful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And if you're out there in California, guess what? You have to put a mask on today. That's right. The banditos are back. Well, you know, imagine a world where everybody's a bandito. Perfect opportunity for the criminals to create crime, right? Well, I mean, criminals got to do what criminals got to do, after all. Might as well wear a mask and do it, right? Because everybody else will have a mask. You know, nobody got, I don't think it really disrupts, you know, facial recognition technology, actually. Anyway, so yeah, the edict coming down is that everybody must be in a mask, according to the governor of California. Shocking. Will pretty boy wear a mask? Huh? Will we see much of pretty boy? You know, it's interesting the way these bureaucrats are working this whole thing. They don't have public meetings anymore. No. Well, some places they're trying. You know, but you got the 6-foot rule thing, you know. Or are they going to get cited? Or are they going to get violated? Oh, no, not them, because you see, they're the elites. They just tell you what to do. Edicts come down. And by the way, if you're in Montana, do you have your armband yet? You have the armband that might say Juden? Star David? Boy, did they blow it. Montana with the armband business. It was pink. Silly guys. Wanted everybody to wear pink. Pink armbands. I guess it ended up being wristbands after all. But, you know, wristbands kind of like are a segue into tattooing, right? At least that's the way the Nazis did it on the Jews. So it's come to this in places like Montana, of all places. And then, you know, you get a card now in some places. Oh, I've been tested. I've been tested. Right, right. Well, we got a little scandal going on now. Just a little bit of one. It's not even little. It's minor. The word hoax has come up again. It's come up in the White House. Shockingly. Shockingly. And, you know, I saw this last night and I said, oh, open mic. It wasn't even open mic Friday. You know, you have radio things going, open mic Friday. It was more like open night Tuesday. Right. Tuesday afternoon. Wasn't that yesterday? Tuesday afternoon. Shockingly. Shockingly. You know, John Roberts could be heard on an open mic. Well, essentially calling this whole thing a hoax. You know, the whole coronavirus, COVID-19 business, quote, so it was a hoax. Scandalous. Scandalous when you have it. That was in the White House press room. I hate it when this happens. Now, listen, I like John. I've met John Roberts. He and I were being berated by the President of the United States in Reno, Nevada, on two occasions. I was up on the in the back shelf back there. I was doing my duty. I was being a reporter. I had my nice press credentials, just kind of messing around with the big boys. And John Roberts was there, and we got booed. I got booed. The President pointed right at us. he wasn't the President, of course. He was candidate Trump. And we got booed on two, because I went there two times, and they were just booing, booing, booing. Wow. Anyway, so John Roberts, class act, by the way. Absolutely class act. So he comes out after questioning. We're going to get more into this whole thing about the questioning of Dr. Birx that preceded all this, but he was, you know, kind of curious about some of these studies that are out there. First, you got the Stanford professor that came out, and we bought into him right away in March. Remember, we were the ones at Jenna 21 Radio telling everybody in the world at the beginning, this whole thing is a quote hoax. Quote hoax. A hoax. People are going, oh, you can't be. And we called, you know, of course, the officials. You can see the stories. Go back and check out the archives on Agenda 21 Radio. It's all right there. We knew instantly their numbers were wrong. This is not rocket science to determine whether or not these numbers mean anything. We're reporting about the CDC numbers that had just come out March 12th, that influenza, in the same time frame that we'd known about the coronavirus, there were 22,000 deaths by influenza in the United States alone from October 1st to the 12th of March. I mean, listen, and the number that they had then was just in the hundreds. How could they say this is just this incredibly contagious disease with all these high numbers of death? Now, the one thing that does make me curious is about what 21 million cell phones shut off, according to sources in Wuhan, right? So is that real or not? The 21 million phones not turned on. See, the Chinese were covering it up. Well, if they're covering it up, are they covering up deaths in nearby Beijing? Because they got nothing. They got no deaths over there. I mean, see, this is the thing. When you have a contagion, it's a contagion. It's pretty much complete. It goes everywhere. And, of course, that wasn't the case. So right away, their numbers are falling. But then the John Hopkins chart comes. Oh, my God, that red, the red blood, red blotches. Here's a blood drop there, the blood drop there. I'm like going, come on, you guys. And then everybody finds out about this training exercise for the coronavirus. Coronavirus, yeah, in October. Sponsored by Bill Gates, shocking, and John Hopkins University with that nice map. Right. So how did they have all this information before? And then we started to find out Why are you having a training in October? I mean, listen, the training itself, and it all was preceded by notifications and, you know, arranging for facilities and things. That takes months in advance to do that sort of thing. So they knew months ago this was all going to happen. Why didn't they just tell us? Why didn't they just tell us? Or did they want to create a crisis and then manage the crisis? And are we being managed by their crisis? You have to think about it, because that's the good Saul Alinsky way to do things, right? Create a crisis, manage a crisis. The communists do this all the time. And the potential, of course. You've got everybody, all these distinguished people. The Ethiopian, Tedros. Right, he's a real winner. The guy's a criminal. He's a communist, an absolute communist. Absolute communist. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a hoax from day one. We're going to keep on saying this, and people are going to keep on finding it out, like John Roberts. We actually have a tape. We'll play the tape. We'll play the information. You can hear him actually talking about it, and it's a hoax. Calls it a hoax. And they're in the press, the White House press room. Interesting situation. It's a hoax. And all these people that are running around acting like little Hitlers, they're going to pay a price. All these local government officials, governors. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're no hoax.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Dr. Burst, University of Southern California and the LA County Public Health put out a report today that suggests that the penetrance of the virus is as much as almost 40 times what it was believed to be, that as many as 442,000 people in LA County may have been infected, which suggests two things. It suggests that you have a lot more people out there who could be spreading the virus, but it also suggests that the case fatality rate is more in line with the 2017-2018 flu than what we've seen in some other areas of the world. But I'm wondering if you've seen that, what your thoughts were.
So we're looking at all those studies very carefully, and I think you will remember over the last 3 weeks I've been talking about the level of asymptomatic spread and my concern about asymptomatic spread, because with flu and other diseases, when people are sick, it's easy to contact trace. When people are not sick and shedding virus, you have to have a very different approach, a very different sentinel surveillance approach, a sentinel monitoring approach, which we outlined in the guidelines. And it's why the guidelines took that very seriously. We knew that was unique for respiratory diseases, but it was because we were very concerned about the level of asymptomatic. And if you remember, we talked about younger age groups may have more asymptomatic disease, and your asymptomatic disease may decrease with your older age groups, and that your symptomatic disease might increase with age groups. This is still our working hypothesis. We have no data right now still to support that, but it's these kinds of studies that help that. We know that New York and Detroit and other cities are very interested, which we want to also support them in, testing for frontline responders, first responders, and healthcare workers, because we think their exposure may have been the greatest. What we don't want to do, and I'm just going to do another 30 seconds on testing, these tests are not 100% sensitive or specific. And I'm going to go over this over and over again. So if you have 1% of your population infected, and you have a test that's only 99% specific, that means that when you find a positive, 50% of the time it will be a real positive, and 50% of the time it won't be. And that's why we're really asking people to start testing in among the first responders and the healthcare workers that may have had the greatest exposure, because that's where the test will be most reliable. And then when we have the luxury, we can go out to broader and broader communities. But this has been the fundamental question to begin with and has been persistent. And we will emphasize to the American people again, this is a highly contagious virus. And we don't know by looking at someone whether they have pre-existing conditions or not. And so all of us, as far as protecting others, must continue to do all of the recommendations to ensure that when we are in an asymptomatic state, we're not passing the virus to others.
I have a question for you as well. The governor of South Carolina announced today they're going to open some stores with
Okay, so what we have here, this is the lead-in to what happened in the open mic scenario. John Roberts asked her a question, and the question concerned the story that we covered yesterday about the USC study. And the USC study gave us some numbers. And the numbers that we're talking about were inconclusive. They were inconclusive numbers. And they really did indicate that either, you know, you have a high population that have already had it and producing antibodies, or you have a high population who didn't have it. I mean, it's very inconclusive. Now, I went with the scenario, which you normally would do, that if you have the population that's got the antibodies, the chances are very good they've already had the disease. That's usually the way it works. Now, they've come up with this scenario that this is all asymptomatic, and you've got other issues out there. You've got other flus that are out there. Now, this is the story that's the precursor to the John Roberts story. So this is, this came from Gateway Pundit. Finally, Dr. Birx asked about latest studies. All right. And so this was John Roberts asking. But there's a Stanford University researcher, John Londetis, and we've talked about him before. He presented his finding from a recent coronavirus study in Santa Clara County. And this was done a while back. It said the research project took 3,300 people in Santa Clara County in California the Stanford study revealed that 2.5% to 4.2% of the people tested for COVID virus were positive for antibodies. The data indicates that there were between 50 and 80-fold more infections in the general population than confirmed cases. This was a huge development. So, it says, in describing his findings, Dr. Landis concluded that the coronavirus has an infection fatality rate that is the same, that is in the same ballpark as seasonal flu. That doesn't mean that you're going to die from it. Has an infection fatality rate that is in the same ballpark as the seasonal flu. And they're projecting that double, triple that. This confirms what we said at the Gateway Pundit and has been saying since March. The WHO misled the global community by claiming the coronavirus mortality rate was 3.4%. The latest information shows that the virus mortality rate is closer to a seasonal flu. On Monday, Deborah Burke was finally questioned about the misleading numbers. She and Dr. Fauci have been pushing on the American public. Dr. Burke was asked about the California study that shows the coronavirus is more prevalent than the experts predicted. And there is where it all starts. So, what happened after that? This is what happened after that. This is also from the Gateway Pundit. Title is, So It Was a Hoax. Fox News John Roberts caught on hot mic discussing COVID-19 mortality rate with technician, like the flu. That was the statement that he made. It says here, Fox News reporter John Roberts was caught on a hot mic in the White House briefing room discussing coronavirus mortality rate. John Roberts walked into the press room and told a technician to take off his mask because, according to the recent California study, the mortality rate for the coronavirus is only 0.1% to 0.3%, 0.3%. Everyone here has been vaccinated anyway, the technician said. USC and LA Public, this, he goes on, USC and LA Public County Health came out with a study that found that there is 7,000 cases in Southern California, but they are really believe that there are between 221,000 to 441,000 people who are infected, John Roberts said to the technician. The technician was surprised to hear the truth about the low mortality rate. So it was a hoax? That's what the technician asked, and he says, no, I don't believe it was a hoax, Roberts says. Now, you listen to the tape. This is what is quoted in the article. This is the tape.
All right, man. Where do you go, babe?
You can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to
USC. Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here's been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health came out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California. But they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3? Yeah. Is a study to get out right there?
Yeah, just give it to that. So it suggests that the case fatality risk is 10.
Wow.
Let's put your right line with the tape.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax.
So there you hear it. He says, no, I don't think it was a hoax. Shocking.
All right.
But they're talking hoax. The numbers talk hoax. And therein lies the problem for all these folks. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins
with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Tons of things going on here today. My gosh. My gosh. What's ever happened to Mr. Kim? You know, had some sort of cardiac situation, was in the hospital, or, you know, that's what they're trying to tell us. And, you know, geez. And there's all kinds of military people moving around there. President Trump orders Navy to destroy any Iranian gunboats that harass U.S. ships. Shocking. But that leads to another problem for Iran. And this is like breaking news from last night. They launched a missile. They launched a rocket, Iran did, and they put something in orbit. Seems those weapons stocks from the Ukraine are getting around. I mean, I cannot confirm what I'm saying here yet, but I'm just theorizing. Since we've seen what the evidence that, you know, Korea has been able to do over the years, and you know, this goes into the who has the right kind of missiles, and what technology is out there to allow the missiles to go into outer space and put a payload in orbit, okay? I mean, it's one thing to shoot, you know, a medium to short range missile, which is they've been doing. In fact, I guess we were just attacked again at one of the bases here overnight in Iraq from Iran. But the
notion of being able to put something, a payload up there and put a satellite up. This goes back to a Sputnik moment. You know, see, you know, back in the day in the 50s, I can vaguely I better watch myself. I can vaguely remember when the Russians put up Sputnik. You know, everybody was like, oh, we're terrified. Because, you know, they could actually launch something, put it in orbit, which we couldn't do at the time. Our country could not do that at the time. We were deeply engaged with Operation Paperclip, though. You know? This is what we're finding out. This is what we're finding out. That we did not have, or maybe you are finding it out right now for the first time, but, you know, all these missiles and everything else that we've been launching up there, you know, a lot of that came from the technology of the Nazis, which brings into Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip was the project by which many of the, almost most of the scientists that brought in the advanced technology that the Nazis had during World War II, including jets, jet engines, rockets, that sort of thing, payloads, that sort of thing, you know, V-2 rockets and what they call the V-1, I guess it was, V-1 rocket, V-2, you know, thud motor, or whatever they called it. Those were all weapons of war, but they were short-range missiles, and they would just shoot them up, and they'd come down. They had very, very crude and primitive types of navigational systems, but they were very effective. They were very effective. Boy, they calculated everything out, you know, all analog at the time, to put those things up there. So, you know, they saw the value, both the Russians and the United States and the British saw the value in these Russian technocrats, really exactly what they were, scientists, technocrats. They had the knowledge to build these spaceships. They're not spaceships, but these rocket ships. So we brought them over to this country under a program called Operation Paperclip. No Nazis. Some of the Nazis had committed incredibly heinous crimes, especially by starving the workers in the tunnels and so on where the rockets were being built, which is, of course, they wanted to avoid the Allied bombing raids that were going on. So these officers, these scientists, these technocrats all came to the United States. And, of course, the rest is kind of history, but Operation Paperclip also gave way to the CIA. A lot of people don't understand this, that the progression, the progression of the CIA coming out of World War II also included vast numbers of Nazis involved in the CIA. Shocking. Shocking to find that out, huh? Anyway, the whole vestige of the whole Nazi era is still worldwide with us. But people don't understand that. You have to get some books by Lavenda and read those books. The first one is called The Rat Line, and the other one is called The Hitler Legacy. Incredible reads, because, you know, the science now indicates, but based upon all the research that's been done, is that Hitler actually survived the bunker, the so-called bunker story, which didn't have much merit, which led to the theory, the very, very strong theory, they have evidence that shows this, in fact, including the evidence from J. Edgar Hoover, that the FBI was actively tracking Hitler after he left the bunker, from the time before he was supposedly found dead outside the bunker, outside the Führerbunker. So that led to Operation Paperclip with all these scientists coming along, and Wernher von Braun was one of those scientists. Yep, and that gave us the moon, Saturn V rocket. He was the one who gave us that. But the point is, it was very crude, very primitive, and there was a space race that was generated by Sputnik. And I want to get back to this Iranian thing. The Iranians just had their Sputnik moment. Because in the Sputnik moment, I think it was 56 or 57, it went up and orbited the Earth. And in fact, my uncle was the first one to be able to successfully, the first one to successfully track the sound that was coming from the Sputnik. That's a whole other story, my Uncle Carl. But the point is that they just had their Sputnik moment. So what's that going to lead to for them? Now, listen, there's not a lot of places on the planet where that technology can be had. The motors, the gyro, all the telemetry business that goes into making a rocket that's capable of putting a payload up. But now all of a sudden the Iranians have it. And in fact, I had a very interesting conversation over dinner one time with one of America's majors, major generals. And we talked quite a bit about Iran. This was years ago. And he said to me that the only problem with Iran is that they just don't have the technology and won't have for a long time to put something up in space and orbit it. They have this Sputnik moment. But when they do, they can attach nuclear weapons because it was long known to him that Iran, this is probably 5-6 years ago, had nuclear weapons. Now, where did they get the technology, the motors, the rocket, everything to do that? Well, the closest place for them to get it would have been Ukraine. And where do you think Korea got those motors? Where they're able to put up Korea now, Mr. Ung, major missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles. There's only one place they could have gotten those, and those are from the leftover stocks from the Cold War that were out of, guess where? Ukraine, the largest manufacturing center for those kind of products. Also, nuclear material, fissile material, was out of there. Now, all of a sudden, we've opened up Pandora's box, haven't we? It's Joe Biden again and his son and the whole Ukrainian question. So you kind of wonder why they put that up right now, because it's just going to draw questions back to the Ukraine. And again, somebody else who is trading in nuclear material, and also, as many speculate, shockingly, the COVID virus. Was it Hunter Biden who made the delivery on board Air Force Two? Or actually, was it Air Force One with the VP on board?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, h21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. State of the future. So did Iran have a Sputnik moment? Is the space race continuing for Iran? I would say absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. It's continuing. And now I guess they're going to start strapping on the nuclear weapons, right? I think there's still a long ways to go there. So now my understanding years ago when I got a report, this is years old, though, that they lacked the detonators. They lacked several things. Detonator at that time, detonator and capability to get up and over, right? But now we're starting to see... now things have aged, obviously. Things have gone up. Do they have the detonators that go along with the nuclear weapons? That's the other key thing. Detonators have to be specific. Everything has to be to the nanosecond. I mean, there has to be a coordination of effort there. And it's very difficult to get that. But you never know. After all, they did get billions of dollars from Barack Obama. I'm sure they can buy about anything, right? It's pretty clear they bought the motors. They must have been paying off the Ukraine big money for those motors. That's my speculation now. And I'm just saying, if you take a look at the lay of the land proximity, Ukraine's not that far from Iran. They do business together. And, of course, Ukraine has those kind of materials right there, leftover stocks from the Soviet Union. It was our Chris Street who broke that story. And coincidentally, it was about the same time that Joe Biden was flying around on Air Force One. Oh, no. Air Force One is known as Air Force Two as the plane if he's on board. Which might start to explain why so many men and crewmen have died out of Air Force One, or is it Two, by suicide. Just saying. No one seems to want to cover that story. I mean, we just broached it, of course. This has been out there. People have heard people say this. You know, if the plane has been flying around as Air Force Two, because that's what happened. As soon as the president steps on an aircraft, it's, you know, like the helicopters, it's Marine One. If he's not on it, it's Marine whatever. It might not even be that it goes back to the Marine F-4-99221 thing, you know, identifier. But if it's, you know, if it's the vice president, Pence is on board, it's Marine 2. If it's Air Force 1, the big plane, if it's Air Force 1 and the president is on board, the 747, or he's got other varieties, it's always Air Force 1. Doesn't matter where he goes and he sets, it's Air Force or Marine 1. There it is. Navy 1, I guess. But the other, you know, is any other planes, if Joe Biden or Pence, well, they would be called Air Force Two. So here's the big dilemma. He had a lot of people that have been dying from the crews, of those Air Force planes, Air Force 1 and 2. Why have they died so mysteriously, especially by suicide? Could it have been that maybe some people don't want them to talk about what places and destinations they've covertly gone to in Air Force One? Shocking. Just putting it out there. Maybe we need to investigate why there's coincidences of these people have committing suicide. These are the crew members from the Obama era. Now that's another shocker, isn't it? Yeah, that's another shocker. Yeah, and listen, you got to know how to play the game, right? If you want to fly around and collect your billion and a half dollars, and you happen to be the son of the vice president, you want to go in style. Nice 747, really impress the Chinese when you land in Wuhan. And, of course, there's stories out there circulating. I've read them, that there was not just arms transfers and money transfers, but there was biotechnological transfers. Let's think about that. All done out of Wuhan. That Wuhan, I'm telling you, it's just and you know, interestingly enough, when you start taking a look at the spread of the infection, Beijing, which is not too far from Wuhan. You know, you heard Burke say this is a highly infectious disease. Really? How come it didn't show up in Beijing? I mean, look, this is a population of 1.3 billion people. And it's not completely widespread, except, you know, the blood drops get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, you know, as I look at that chart, it looks more like a chart that's for the flu or common cold even, because the death rate just isn't enough. This is what the current death rate is in California. I'm going to get to this because this is part of the national scene. Total cases of 33,261, total deaths of 1,268. Now, my speculation is two things happened in California. Californians got it early because we have so much Chinese contact now. There's people from China going back and forth and back and forth. And we got it early. And I've told you I got it. I seriously got it really sick in January and February. And it matched up to the symptoms of the COVID-19 virus. I was sick. I mean, I was sick. I'm the first one to tell you I was sick. And other people who are talking to me, you know, they recognize how sick I was. So this is the deal. If we got it early in California, people recovered from it. And there was no appreciable death rate that was being reported. It hasn't been reported. I want you to think about that. But now we've got another story coming out about California. This is a new story that came out. I don't know who put this out here, who the writers, who's done the story. This is New York Post. California County may have traced earliest U.S. coronavirus deaths. California officials have discovered what are possibly the earliest known coronavirus deaths in the United States. Santa Clara County announced Tuesday that three people died at home during February and March. I would think it would be sooner than that. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I'm reading in this story on the Washington Post. I'm reading some of the comments. People are making comments about the article. Some of these things are pretty good. The coronavirus is attracted to liberal governments for some reason. That's Trump's libbies. Okay. California lies just like California. Go hug a person in Chinatown. Ha ha. Oh, that was when we played that yesterday. That was of course what happened with Nancy Pelosi. She came back in the midst of the said, "Hey, come to Chinatown. We're safe here." Have you ever been to Chinatown in San Francisco? It's you talk about wet markets. You got wet markets there. You know, nobody's saying anything about that. Yeah, I mean it's not really a safe place. California lies just like China. There you go. If you went to Santa Clara County in California and counted the Chinese citizens present on long-term L1 and L1B visas, there would be no surprise. That's true. There are days at an area shopping center in Gilroy where Chinese are the majority population. That is absolutely true. See, it doesn't surprise me that Santa Clara County, it doesn't surprise us, you know, who understand what's going on down there. And, there's just a lot of Chinese. They're here doing what? Doing high-tech work. But Silicon Gulch is now being called, is closing up. Yeah, because it was closing up before this whole crisis. The technology boom has bust. And all we now have is the leftovers. And they're getting all the flu. The flu. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.